Barhead. The Barhead Bombers dramatically defeated the Hinton Timberwolves 4-3 Saturday, November 6 in Western States Hockey League, WSHL, action. Barhead defeated the Hinton in their home opener the previous week, 6-4. Going into the third period, the Bombers were in the driver's seat sporting a 3-1 lead, but they gave up two goals in the last 5 minutes, forcing the game into 3-on-3 overtime. The Bombers' goals were by Brendan Bujold, an unassisted marker, in the first period and by David Charest and Chad Esperance in the second period. Charest's goal was assisted by Joshua Cockin during 4-on-4 play early in the period, while Esperance's goal, which was assisted by Alak Rice and Austin Strathdy, came just past the halfway point of the period. After a scoreless 3-on-3 overtime period where both teams had multiple chances to end the game went to a shootout. In the shootout, the Bombers outscored Hinton 2-1, with goals by captain Presley Toth and Bujold, for the victory. Bombers head coach Dave Hirsky said although they went into the third period going with a two-goal cushion, he did not feel there was a point in the game where they were in full control. They have some skilled players, he said, singling out Dmitry Budazony and Petr Toiber. They also have some other Czech kids, who can be hard to handle. But that being said, Hirsky noted Barhead also has several players that can put the puck into the net. He added they have also been buoyed by two strong goaltending performances so far this season, including the one Saturday by Ontario native Jaden Schirmers. He just arrived yesterday, Hirsky said. He made some real key saves at crucial times to keep us in it. Considering our depth, I thought we did a really good job tonight. It is hard going with only four defensemen. Going into the game, the Bombers roster sat at 16 players, including goaltenders. On Sunday, the Bombers won 9-8 against the Edmonton Eagles, also at home, bringing their record to a perfect 3-0. Their next set of home games are on November 19 and 20 against Edmonton and Hinton. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.